It's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is indeed a good Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm still digesting the turkey.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes. How was your...
Meatloaf was fine. Actually, I think this time the meatloaf is all gone.
Oh, you know, you promise every year to bring me a slice. Every year. And
she didn't make as much as she usually does. I mean, Italian, she always, when she's cooking for three, she cooks for ten.
Yes.
So... I didn't even have any to give to Alex this year.
Oh.
She only made the one. And and I always tell her, you make it too much. Last time she got 10 pounds of pre-made mashed potatoes. I think we ate that all December long.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, meatloaf's one. Does she form it in the shape of a turkey?
No. No, that would... ruin some of her delicious taste, I think.
Yeah, well, good. We had a crowd over and everything. You know, right before we got on the air, we were humming "Oh My Papa."
There you were, yeah.
Yes, okay. You know whose favorite song that is?
Besides Eddie Fisher?
No, not me. The Mule.
The Mule.
The Mule. Juan Valdez's Mule.
Really, I didn't know he was that sentimental.
Oh, yes. He says his father was an ass. So, being a donkey,
is that a compliment?
Yeah.
Could be.
And he was humming it the other day. And that's how it got caught in my mind. You know, one of those, what do they call it, wormholes?
Yeah. Songworms.
Songworms, yes, yes. So anyway, he had a great Thanksgiving. I mean, they don't celebrate a lot in Colombia, but with a lot of business interests here in the country, Juan and the Mule, I think they stopped in Milwaukee to have Thanksgiving. Some friends of his in Milwaukee invited him over. So that was nice. That was nice. Good old Vaughn. And, oh, my papa, the Mule.
The Mule.
Well, you got something there?
No. I was trying to find something as far as I wasn't really looking for player stats. I was really kind of looking for. Ah, there we are. Now we are in standings.
Oh, all right.
I want standings. That's
okay.
What I want.
Oh, okay. You want standings.
I wanted standings.
Standings.
Even though I'm sitting, I wanted standings.
Standings.
Yeah.
So anyway, glad you and your family had a good one. We did. So gotta get ready for Christmas. No, I'm not ready for Christmas. I don't usually get ready until the 23rd of December.
Yeah, I have to remember because on December 7th, it's a day which lives in infamy.
Yeah.
I got married. So that was
you got married on
December on Pearl Harbor Day. Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I was bombed, but it's okay. So we celebrate our 36th. Is that right?
Well, congratulations.
26th.
26. Well, you better know the number.
I know. I better know that.
You better know the number.
No, 96 to 25. 25 plus 4 is 29.
Yeah, 29 years.
29 years.
Wow.
29 years.
Wow. Of wedded bliss.
And I was married 11 years before that.
Yeah.
And then she was married 17 years before that.
Wow.
And not to each other, but.
Oh, yeah. Right. Now, this is like your fifth marriage. You're older.
No,
didn't you get married in 1910
to
Agnes?
Well, but she's dead, so that doesn't count.
Well, you know, you've been around a while, and you know, it's just I just wonder if you know 80, 90 years total with all the women. No.
It's a long time.
A long time. Anyway,
longer than I've been alive.
The sands in the hourglass, so go the days of our lives, yes. As far as marriage goes.
Yes.
Okay. Enough of this nonsense. Let's talk more nonsense.
Oh, we're going to talk about the Browns, aren't we?
You want to talk about the Browns. You know what? You want to wait a little bit later? We missed a couple topics last
week. Okay, well, let's hit the other topics first, then you'd like to hit.
Well, first of all, name, image, and likeness for the Ohio State High School students or whatever they call it.
OHS.
Ohio School High School Athletic Association.
There you go.
Approved name, image, and likeness for high school students.
But in a sense, had to. We were one of six states that didn't have it, and now we're there's five states that don't.
Yeah. I mean, if it was effective immediately after the vote, the vote was pretty overwhelming with a lot of absentee or, you know, not voting at all and or voting nothing on the ballot. So I don't understand those principles. But anyway, the NIL, well, they were being sued in court. And the judge was issued a temporary restraining
order. The approval vote was 477 to 121.
Yeah.
So who is the – so there's 568 people who vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be more because some probably didn't vote.
Yeah,
some did. So I just wondered, who are these people?
Basically principals, aren't they?
Are they principals?
I thought they were principals.
Are they coaches or what?
No, the coaches don't do it. The principals of
– of the individual schools.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And, well, this young man from Cincinnati area – or was it Hubbard? Something, somebody.
Hubbard, yeah.
Yeah, Hubbard.
Just outside Dayton there.
Yeah, and sued that he could have made up to $100,000.
In high school.
In high school, NIL. And, of course, the schools can't pay him.
Right.
Schools can't pay him. You can't be paid by your institution.
$100,000.
That's what he's alleging.
I mean, yeah.
You know, you always inflate those things in a lawsuit, right?
I would think so. I think you'd have to prove it, and if you'd have to prove that, I think you'd get laughed out of court.
Well, it's a hypothetical. He says, hypothetically, I could have won. I mean, won. I got paid $100,000. Yeah. So now, if you're a star quarterback for, let's say, Highland High School,
okay,
which has a very good program, and my nephew coaches.
What area is that at? I'm sorry.
Medina.
Medina,
right? Yeah, right. It's outside of Medina.
Okay.
A very good school district, and went to the semifinals and lost to Avon, who is not going to, I think Avon's going to play for the state.
Yes.
State championship. They beat Walsh.
Yes.
So anyway, the quarterback could go now to, let's say, Medina Buick. There's a Medina Buick out in Medina.
And they paid $100,000.
Well, no, they could go in. Well, I hope maybe. Hey, listen, you could go. I'm gonna pay a kid for a Sunday afternoon signing or whatever appearance to show up at the showroom, and now they could do that. Now the second string offensive tackle, he's not gonna. He won't get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, it applies to all the student-athletes.
Yeah, that's a homemade one. That's not an Uncrustable.
Oh, no. That's too much.
No Uncrustable.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it is one of – I didn't know there was that many states that allowed this until this lawsuit.
Yeah. I'm still –
You're perplexed.
I'm not perplexed.
You don't know what to think.
Well, I'm not
for it. Spit it out.
I'm not for it.
Why?
I understood it for the college players. They were making millions of dollars for the schools and for the NCAA, and they were getting nothing out of it.
Yeah.
So I understand them getting – there's no high school making millions of dollars.
Makes tens.
Or hundreds of dollars or tens of dollars.
You can't tell me that Massillon High School doesn't do rather well. They pack that stadium.
Okay. Well.
All right.
There are exceptions to the rule.
Well, okay. Let's say hypothetically that Massillon makes $1 million off their high school football team.
That would be a
hypothetically.
That'd be a hypothetical, yes.
Okay. And so what's wrong with their star players making a few extra bucks? What's wrong with it?
I'm not.
Are you so much of an old fogey that this is just against your old fogey nature?
I just think it's the high school kids and I don't.
So the mass,
making a few bucks here and there, I'm not opposed to some of the money that they think they're going to get or that they may get. One, they're not mature enough to handle in most cases.
Well, these kids are 16, 17, 18 years old. Right?
Okay.
So let's say they.
Whoa,
let me finish, please. Let me finish. Let's say they were making 20 bucks an hour when they weren't playing football at Costco. That's what they start them out at. And they work 10 hours, 15 hours a week at a Costco, make 300 bucks. So when they get that 300 bucks, you're telling me they don't know how to handle it.
That's not the same.
What? 300 bucks is 300 bucks? How, whether you earned it at Costco or you earned it.
Okay, but you're talking 300 bucks.
Well, you're not talking. Listen, they're not going to make a ton of money. Now, this $100,000 was a figure that a lawyer spewed out and said, this is what this kid could have possibly made. Well, that's.
Yeah, if you won the lottery.
Well, I'm just saying. So most high school kids are not going to make a ton of money off of high school NIL. Now, maybe the football player of the year somewhere in Columbus, Mr. Football. I don't know. There is a Mr. Football.
Every year.
Every year. So he may make $5,000, $10,000.
Okay, he may.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you're saying he won't be able to handle it.
I just not. Okay, to get the $30 a week or whatever, the $300 a week or something, that's different than.
So what's your cutoff?
So for high school kids, I don't know where it isn't ridiculous. Yeah, I know it's going. They always wait till I'm recording.
Well, I understand that, but anyway, I guess I don't have a problem with it. I don't know whether high school athletics are on the sports betting platforms. I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's prohibited, a high school sport. So I don't think they're tempted like the college and
but you're going to get some people that are going to, well, again, if it's a 200, 300 bucks a week or so, that's one thing. You get more than that, and I think you're going to get other teammates who are getting absolutely nothing.
Well, let's say you have
part of the scenario.
LeBron James type of athlete playing for a school, and LeBron, somebody's going to pay him $1,000 to do a visit to a furniture store. I mean, he's going to be the exception rather than the rule, right?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And what's wrong with that? A kid who lives in the ghetto?
I don't know that I have a problem with that.
Well, yes, you do. You just told me you did. Oh, they're not mature enough to handle it. Quote, unquote. Okay. Play back the tape.
Okay. Let's talk about some NBA players who broke 3 years after they're done making millions of dollars. They weren't mature enough to handle it then.
Of course not. But you deny it? Okay, you may not be mature enough in the future to handle the money now. You're not getting anything. Right? Right?
So they got their NIL. They got it. They do whatever they want. It doesn't matter what I think.
Well, there could be some concerns. Absolutely.
No, there's no concerns. That's where you have it. So if I don't accept anybody getting any money, you have no concerns.
Well,
no concerns.
I have no. I didn't say I didn't have any concerns. All I am saying is I can't think of a reason to deny a young person, whether she is the starting center for her girls' basketball team, a star quarterback, a baseball player probably won't get anything, making a few extra bucks by the business community supporting them.
Well, what I would hope they would do, especially like in small college towns, you support the whole team and you bring in the offensive line 1 week and you bring in the defensive line 1 week and you bring in the running backs 1 week and the quarterback 1 week.
What world are you living in, by the way? I mean, I just want to know. What world?
I said it would be nice if they would support the whole team. That's what it say. Roll back the tape. That's what I said.
Okay. You I'm know. Just saying, what world do you live in?
I live in La La Land. Thank you very much. It's very nice here. Everybody's happy and nice. We don't even need a president there.
Okay, well, maybe that would be very nice. That would be if Wayside Furniture said, let's bring in the entire offense of Hudson High School. Yeah. I don't know why I said Hudson, but and we're going to pay them all $50.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
It ain't going to happen, but
no,
it would be
but
nice.
It would be nice. I have no problem with that either.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Are they mature enough? Probably, you know, some kids are. Some, like you said, professional athletes aren't sometimes mature. I know 40, 50-year-olds that are not mature.
Oh, that's true.
I know one who's 140 who's not too mature, but I won't mention your name.
Talking about me again?
So, anyway. So it did pass.
Yes.
It is now in effect. And I would think that if this was a big problem, there was 44 other states that were doing this.
Yeah.
Have you heard of any big problems from the other 44 states restraint?
Well, I haven't heard anything from any of the other states. I haven't.
Well, I mean, you should have.
They allow it, but I haven't.
A basis of your concern. And you have none. You can't cite, in Alaska, they've had all kinds of problems bringing in student athletes and paying them NIL. You haven't given me one iota.
So what's next, the protocol for high school players?
A protocol?
The portal for high school players?
Well, kind of have that now, don't they? They do, don't they?
I guess in a way.
Yeah.
If they have open enrollment, then yeah.
Yeah, but parochial schools do, which is part of the problem that, parochial being Catholic in like, Cauga Valley.
CVCA.
CVCA. They can recruit, and they do.
Yeah.
From counties where, let's say Coventry Township school district can only recruit from Coventry Township.
Let's face it, the players want to go where they get the most exposure in most places.
Yeah. I mean, I think like in Massillon, they have open enrollment. I mean,
they do.
They have people who come from athletes.
Solon and things like that. They got somebody from Solon.
Yeah. There. So anyway, I think that's happening now.
In a way it is.
Yeah. It is. So, I mean, in the good old days, it was so simple. You got nothing. Right? You just got nothing. You got in there. You got your pads, your uniform, you got out there and you played your heart out for the love of the game.
Yes.
And you made the high school some money. And then
you become Al Bundy and you relive your three touchdown game for the rest of your life.
I never had.
In self shoes.
No. In self shoes. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with anybody making money for what they do. I mean, that's what they're getting paid for. They're getting paid in recognition of their talent. And if somebody wants to pay $500 for whatever reason, in a enterprise, nonprofit, profit enterprise, so be it. Now, that may cast some problems in the locker room. Now, look at this guy; he's getting all kinds of money. I'm blocking for him, and I'm not getting $10.
Yeah.
That's more of a concern for me than. But I'm not going to deny the guy from getting $500 because the other people are jealous of them, right?
Okay.
I'm just
not arguing.
Never argue
with a negotiator.
I'm just saying. I would I won't get into the politics. I could say something, but I won't. Anyway,
you won and now you want to debate that. Jeez.
No. Anyway, But I know this article has, are they mature enough to handle NIL?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a question. But just because they're not mature
and
enough.
And again, one point he was making, why does that matter? Well, I foresee a scenario in which a 17-year-old basketball player gets her nose out of joint because her 16-year-old star teammate signs an endorsement deal while the 17-year-old gets nothing.
Yeah.
And harbors, and let's face it.
Okay.
High school kids can be pretty petty to begin with.
Okay, so
I lived through high school. I know what happened. Yeah.
You did? Back then?
I did. Oh. I haven't graduated high school.
Okay, so would they get jealous if they're playing on a team and one member of the team gets a scholarship to Ohio State and the other gets a scholarship to Paducah College of Chicken Science? Would they be upset then? Are they jealous then? Because that's just the nature of things.
Yeah.
The better the athlete, the more opportunities they will have because of natural ability that, you know, nature gave you. That's just going to happen. It always, the cream of the crop goes to Ohio State. They go to Notre Dame. And the yeah. other ones, maybe a little lesser talent, go to the Akron U's, the Kent. Do you get jealous because of that?
Do I get jealous?
No, I'm talking about his argument. His argument. There'll be jealousies no matter if there was money or not. Because if the 16-year-old is destined to go to Ohio State and the 17-year-old is going to the Paducah College of Chicken Science.
Going to Mount Union, yeah.
Well, Mount Union is a good school. I'm not going to, education-wise. I'm talking about the program. I don't think the Paducah College of Chicken Science has a great basketball program, but I got a scholarship from there. And my 17-year-old, 16-year-old classmate is going to get Ohio State. I'm jealous.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing an argument out there. That no matter what.
Throw it back.
Okay. Anyway, the better players will always get some better opportunity than a lesser player. And whether it's money, scholarships, recognition. Listen, I played high school football, and I wasn't very good.
How much money did you get?
Huh?
How much money did you get?
I didn't get a thing. I was lucky to get a sandwich before the pre-game meal. But the star running back, I mean, the coaches treated them different. They got the best treatment. They got the best lockers. That's just, was I jealous? All I was envious of is I wish I could be as good as those other players. But I wasn't. I wasn't gifted enough.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just throwing out there.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. We can end this discussion.
Okay.
You want to go something even more cheerier?
Okay.
I watched the entire game with the Browns on Sunday.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a couple things you wanted to get to.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
Oh, wait. I'm saving that tape. At least right
as
that.
As far as me wanting to. Once again. Major League Baseball is going to throw the Guardians on some sort of other network.
Yes. Yeah.
They're going to have a 3-year deal to televise some Major League Baseball teams on ESPN.
Right.
In market rights for the Guards and several other teams.
Right.
It just seems like every year now they're changing how you're going to be able to watch the Guardians.
They sold their rights for a ton of money to ESPN.
Yeah, for 3 years.
Are they going to be running the MLB block? Is that what it is that they're doing?
That's the question. I mean, we won't know how to find our Guardians on TV until about a week or two before the season starts. And once again, I mean, these poor guys like Matt Underwood, Rick Manning, and Andre Knott, they've had so many. Every year they got probably 25 different T-shirts or shirts they got to wear. I mean, they started out with Sports Time, and they got FanDuel, and they had Bally's, and now they had Progressive. I mean, first of all, I guess they'll be kept. I mean, people recognize them, they like them, but it's going to be up to ESPN, whether or not.
It was my understanding. Okay, again, nothing in stone, but my understanding, they kind of bought the MLB package. So they could possibly keep it saying MLB on ESPN or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just a streaming service anyway.
That's true.
That's all just streaming. That's not broadcast. That's all just streaming.
Well, you're going to be able to watch it on traditional cable. I mean, yes, you're going to be able. Okay. I mean, they say they are. Just like last year, the Guardians were on this Cleveland Guards. Remember the Cleveland Guards channel, streaming service?
But that was a streaming service, right?
Yeah, but they also.
But they were just streaming the MLB.
They were streaming.
Weren't they?
The Guardians games.
Right.
But they were also on DirecTV. They're also on Spectrum, which are the two biggies, right?
Right. But it was an MLB channel. I think ESPN bought the MLB package. Mm-hmm. So they would still be able to stream that particular channel to someone who paid for it.
Yeah, but some of it wasn't. Well, you're going to. We switched to Spectrum, and I know I'm going to have to pay extra.
Yeah, you'll have to pay extra.
To get the Guardians.
I sent you a link.
You did?
Yeah. I need to send it again, do we?
Well, I thought you sent a links. I'm wondering how that cat showed up.
No, a link. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, a link. You did. But you got the link that you sent me. I still have to pay.
A one-time, once-a-year deal.
Well, I still had to pay. I went free.
You're getting it free now.
I don't get it at all now.
You won't get it free on Spectrum either because you'll pay.
$10 more a month.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, if I recall your links or link.
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 I wonder why this cat showed up. You sent me a links. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
And my dog, Ozzy, did not appreciate it.
No, I'm sure he wouldn't.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to have to pay. I know. And I will. I mean, my goodness gracious. I love baseball. I love watching the Guardians.
I hadn't watched them for almost 3 years because I went to streaming, and I got to watch them through that link, and I forgot how much I missed watching Cleveland baseball. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I do too. And with the games now much faster, have a more of a rhythm to it, then that's why baseball is thriving. Unless after this year, the owners lock them out because they want to get some sort of salary cap. They're going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg. I mean, which Major League Baseball owners like to do.
They're good at that.
And please stop me from spending money. I want the players to stop me from paying all you players. Please stop me from myself. Please.
But it's in every other sport, that one.
So what? So? I mean, and the players are no way. It's heading toward that unless something. I mean, you had Manfred going around to all the locker rooms,
getting booed. Yeah,
being not only booed, but
you had Bryce basically kicked out. You know.
Yeah, Bryce Harper, you know, giving him the F bombs. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. But what was I talking about?
I have no idea.
Watching the Guards.
It's
something that I thoroughly enjoy. I like syncing Tom Hamilton with the play-by-play on TV sometimes. But Matt Underwood does a good job. Rick Manning has the insights of a former player.
Right.
And Andre Knott does a nice job on the sidelines. But Tom Hamilton, you can't beat a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
No.
His home run calls and, you know, strike three calls, and it's a great sport, and radio does it justice But yeah, you like to watch it on TV.
Ball game.
Yes. Yeah. Or I like that better than bucket, which Matt Underwood.
He says bucket?
Bucket.
Oh, bucket.
Bucket, okay. Like bucket, Daniel.
Bucket, Daniel. Okay.
And, of course, he's a protege of Tom, Matt Underwood, and he's been doing it a long time. And Rick Manning, he again, as a player, you see things that on the field that a normal fan doesn't. And that's what you lose with the radio side, because both of them are broadcasters.
Right. And you lose, if it weren't for Tom, you would lose that. Yes.
Yeah, but he's been around.
Tom still has the stories, and he's talked to all the players. So don't get that on the Browns. The Browns radio end. You don't. They're two guys who didn't play professionally, and you could tell.
Yeah, it's too raw for me on the Browns radio side. I can't get into those two guys.
It was okay when Jimmy Donovan.
They were entertaining. My goodness, him and Deacon.
Oh, him and Deke were great.
Yeah, even when it was horrible. Jimmy Donovan just had a way to make the game entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
you'd be down by 30 points and he'd still make it sound like, you know, one more play, we get right back in this. Yeah.
And his voice was so full of excitement. And it's just a tragedy how his life ended much, much too early. That damn cancer is just a horrible thing. And, and Doug would just, he was such a deadpan compared to, but they worked it out perfectly.
Oh, they did.
And the people on the radio side, they're both broadcasters. They don't have the experience of being and I don't know why they don't get a player. They do have a player on the sidelines. I forgot his name, and he does a good job, but he's not in the booth. And, of course, right before the Browns game, I guess we can get into the Browns, is that, we can win this game, every game, and no matter who they're playing, we have the ingredients to pull off an upset. Oh, come on. Really? I mean, that's what I don't like. But I mean, right from the very beginning, they turned me off against the Browns. It's just that too much rah-rah.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back to, I can't remember his name. But even before Neb Chandler and
Gibb Shantley?
Gibb. Oh, he was terrible. Gibb was awful.
He wasn't a big rubber guy.
Oh, yeah, he was. I didn't like Gibb. The late Gibb Shantley. They're all late. I mean, it's a.
Neb Chandler was gone, too.
I mean. Everybody who does
that. Does that mean Cleveland Broadcasting will kill you?
Well, unfortunately, this is sad. It really is. You got Gibb Chandler. He's no longer with us. Neb Chandler died. Who was the other guy, too, who passed away? After Neb Chandler. I forgot his
name. Joe Tate even did baseball for a while.
And football.
And football. Yeah. And basketball.
Well, Joe died. He had a long life.
He did.
He retired and everything. I forgot the guy's name. After Nev, he passed away from, I believe, cancer.
Oh, Casey Coleman.
Yes, Casey Coleman.
Okay.
And then.
Making me think here. Not fair.
Huh?
Not fair. Making me think.
Yeah, that's true. It's the smoke is clear. And then, of course, you had the great late Jimmy Donovan. Mm-hmm. And now we got, I can't even tell you who's the player.
I can't tell you who either one is, to be honest with you.
So, in the broadcast booth, at least you got a play-by-play guy with some former player who can give you that kind of perspective. But, the Browns on Sunday, they just blew an opportunity. They really could have won this game.
They could have.
I mean, we talked earlier before the show that you had San Francisco coming off a really tough win last Monday night against Carolina, and that was a grueling game. So they had a short week. They had to travel across the country from rather, temperate San Francisco to freezing. Absolutely. I mean, did you listen to the officials when the guy got on to talk about a penalty? The wind was blowing.
Yeah.
And It was 20 plus degrees and maybe a 10 degree chill factor. So they're a West Coast team. Their defense is banged up. Their offensive line was banged up. So they had an opportunity to win the game. And the defense did another good job. I mean, they stopped them, and then the San Francisco punted the ball, and the guy who on our team, on special teams, caught the ball and then decided to drop it. And that led to another score. So,
and all he has to do is touch it in order for it to be a live ball.
That's it. That's all they have to do. And
or if it touches him.
Yeah, and he did. And, of course, San Francisco recovered, and I think that led to another touchdown. So it was
we got 17 points, I think, off of the three special team faux pas.
Yeah. They were leading 8-7 at one time. Then right at the half, San Francisco went ahead, and that's all she wrote. I mean, the second half was abysmal for the Browns offense. So the question, I mean, you had some, did Shedeur Sanders do enough to keep his position for next week?
Oh, yes. He did. Apparently.
He did. He was 16 of 25 for 149 yards. And, you know, Purdy was 16 of 29 for 168 yards. But the thing is, they're spoon-feeding Sanders. In other words, yes, he's had a couple long throws, but in a close game against a much better team than Vegas, which was an awful team.
Yeah.
They were doing short passes and a lot of running.
Well, but again, Sunday was not the day to do long passes because of the wind factor.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so that even affected the kicking game. It affected the passing game for both sides. It was a great equalizer, except that we still weren't as equal as we should have been because we had some – I don't know what that special teams coordinator is still doing here. This is not his first game that he's blown games for us.
Well, the thing is, what is this, Bubba Fortrain or something is the he's supposed to be an excellent special teams coach. It's not his fault the players drop – now, it's more of his problem when they run back a punt return because the players weren't running. The big problem with that punt return was the kicking team did not stay in their lane. In other words, San Francisco fooled one of the tacklers to go to the left. And when they did that, the guy went straight and that was all she wrote to score that. But, we had, how many rushing yards? 138 rushing yards. I mean, we ran the ball a lot, okay. We being the Browns. But that was a kind of a day you had to do it.
Right, right.
And San Francisco had not had a bye week yet, too. Another ingredient that could have helped the Browns win that game, but they had to play a really, really good. The offensive line's a mess.
It is.
It is. Yeah. And listening.
And the receiving core is terrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the question is Sanders did nothing to lose his job, even though he got hurt a little bit and then Gabriel came in for just one play. I don't know. There's speculation that almost all the offensive line will be replaced next year with Betonio retiring, well, Coughlin
retiring.
That's
good. Where are you going to get all those bodies from? You don't have that many draft picks.
No. And so no matter how good you are, you have to have a great offensive line to protect the quarterback, the running, opening the holes for Judkins.
That's your passing game and your running game. All depends on your offensive line.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing they didn't address at all in the offseason. Was their offensive line.
Yeah.
They crossed their fingers with the same guys that got hurt last year, hoping they wouldn't get hurt this year.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wyatt Teller is being phased out. You know, Betonio is getting up there. I mean, it's a brutal position.
Oh, it is.
I mean, you're going against 350-pound defensive tackles that are pounding you.
Yep.
And it was just amazing what Joe Thomas was able to accomplish at that position when he played for, he's a Hall of Famer. And he got into the Hall of Fame on teams that went 0-17, 0-16.
Yeah.
So that's how good he was. But and it's going to be hard to judge Sanders based on an offensive line that has a lot of questions on it.
It's hard to judge either one, to be honest with you. Although we've seen Gabriel do something. He doesn't throw any excitement out there.
No, he doesn't.
Sanders throws excitement out there.
He does. And I think it's his job now to lose. And Tennessee, maybe Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee is a game we should win. But not, Sunday was a game we should have won. Yeah. Or let's say we could have won.
They were capable of winning that game. It wasn't
because the defense is that good that all your offense has to do is score a little, except that not when you give up, I think, what was 16 yards, 19 yards, and I forget what the other turnover was, but it was, again, right in that same range that they were already in scoring range each time the ball was turned over.
Yeah. Oh, Myles Garrett just had another tremendous game. He was pumped up after stopping the 49ers. They kicked the ball and they fumbled it, and he had to go right back out. I mean, that's demoralizing to a defensive unit. So a lot of those points you can't really attribute to a lack of defense.
No.
And,
when you get the ball in the 19-yard line, the best the defense can do is try and hold them to a field goal
attempt. Yeah, and they're too good of a team, San Francisco, to not take advantage of the Browns' mistakes. And Tennessee is 1-11. I predicted a win.
I did too.
And we play them at home, and we should dominate the Titans.
No, as long as you don't give up that ball, yeah.
But then you get into some interesting games coming up after that, which would be more of a test of Sanders. As of right now, the defense of the 49ers was greatly hampered by the injuries. I mean, they're working on linebackers that are third string, and you start getting into the Bears, who have a great defense. Then you got the Bills that have a very good defense. The Steelers, well, the Steelers is always a tough game. But what a division. I mean, our division, we got Baltimore at 6-6, Pittsburgh at 6-6, Cincinnati at 4-8, and we're the Cleveland Browns 3-9. I guess if we win out,
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Well, we could be 8-9. That could do it. We could be in the playoffs.
Yeah, if the Ravens and Steelers and Bengals lose every one of their games,
So, Baltimore losing. Well, that was interesting too. I mean, they lost to Cincinnati by considerable.
Joe Burrow's return.
Yeah, so. Cincinnati beat Baltimore on Thursday, 32-14. It wasn't even close. Oh, the Baltimore looked terrible. They had a lot of turnovers. The Bills are playing for their playoff lives right now.
Yeah,
they're 8-4
they
four with New England just having a tremendous year.
They are. The Patriots are doing that, and the Broncos are 10-2. And the Jags are 8-4 leading their division, and the Colts are 8-4. The Chargers are 8-4. The Bills are 8-4. There's nobody in our division that's even near 8 wins yet, so.
No. What did Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh looked awful. I've never heard so much booing.
In Pittsburgh.
That was a close game right until the third quarter, and then
he just kind of blew it away.
Yeah. So Buffalo, you know, you got to play Buffalo, who's in a fight for their playoff lives. The Bears are in, they're the number one seeded team right now.
The Bears are?
In the National Football League, yes.
In the NFC?
Yeah, 9-3. They're 9-3, other than New England.
Yeah, they got the Rams and the Seahawks.
I'm sorry, they're not 9-3. They're number one in the National Football Conference.
Yeah, they're 9-3, as are the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yeah, so the Bears are going to be playing for their playoff lives. So,
because the Packers are right behind them at 8-3,
and we play them there in Chicago. Mm. That's going to be a test for Sanders.
Yeah, that's not a good test either.
No. And then the Bills will be playing in Cleveland. Again, they'll be playing for their playoff lives, and they'll be putting a lot of pressure on Sanders.
Yeah, they're going to be a wild card because I don't think they're going to be able to overtake.
No, I don't think so.
New England. We haven't said that since Tom Brady was there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the Steelers, you know, it depends on where the Steelers are in week 17.
Here's the thing with the Steelers. Where we had a really tough schedule the first six games, they had the easy part of the schedule. Now, we all play the same teams, but they had the easier part of the schedule there.
Yeah. I just wonder if Mike Tomlinson will be around next year.
You know,
I think his time has come.
I do the Thursday team with two Steelers fans. They have family that come from Pittsburgh area.
Yep.
And Dan says he talks to his uncle out there every week, and they are all just done with Tomlinson.
Yeah, I mean,
he gets in the playoff, they lose the first game. He gets in the playoff, they lose the first game. He gets in the playoff, they lose the first game.
Yeah. I think they signed him to a 3-year deal, too.
They're not good at firing coaches. I mean,
they don't. They know they'll ever fire a coach.
No, the coaches leave on their own.
It's time for him to leave on his own. Are you going to leave on your own with 2 years left on your contract? No. You're not going to do that.
No.
So, in any sport, the after about 9 or 10 years, they say it becomes stale.
Well, that's what my dad. My dad worked with the YMCA, and they wanted you to move every 5 years. They wanted you to move to another location just because they didn't want you getting stale.
Yeah, Tito Francona, great manager. Yes, he had some health issues and so on.
It still
and so
does.
On. Yeah, but I think he felt between the health issues and his tenure being 10 years was enough. And it's time to either retire, and then he had this opportunity to go with the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
And he's going to.
And actually, he pulled them up to a much better team because that's what he does.
That's what he does. And then we are fortunate that Stephen Boat has done really manager of the year. First 2 years in as manager, he got manager of the year. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
But
considering some of the handicaps he had, losing two starting in
that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
I mean, we spent
a lot of time on that last week. But we did it from the gambling aspect, not the fact of – And Tim Davison was in. I asked him, so who's paying for that? Do the Browns have to pay for that? Because technically he's on suspension, unless the Major League Baseball puts him on a permanent suspension or something like that. Then the Guardians have to continue paying them through their contract.
I guess.
And for a mid-sized team, that's just not fair.
It isn't fair. I don't see any protests from the front office. There's got to be some way around that. I mean, they're suspended indefinitely. And
they have to be banned in order to get out of the contract.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they have to wait.
And they're not going to ban until
they
have,
guilty,
quote unquote, their investigation is complete or they're found guilty. And that's not going to happen tomorrow.
No. But even if they found
Ortiz will be done with his contract. But
yeah, but the thing is, even if they're innocent, the league has a right to say, for the better of the game, you're gone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. It has not been addressed in the press.
No.
Whether or not the team is.
Well, and I haven't even heard it asked.
No, you're right. Who's paying these guys? I guess everybody assumes it's the team.
But is that right?
That's not right. You're taking $7 million away from player recruitment.
I mean, if you were the Dodgers or the Yankees, I wouldn't give a fuzz. But if it, but any other team.
A fuzz?
I would not give a fuzz.
Oh, my goodness.
But if any other of the mid-market teams, you know, yeah. That just
that hurts.
Isn't right. Yeah. It does. It hurts. Truly hurts. There's something wrong with that unless the Major League Baseball is chipping in, which I don't believe they are, but unless they're chipping in, it just isn't, there's something wrong about that.
I think he was making $5 million plus incentives, Ortiz.
But his contract is almost up.
I think next year it was going to be after end of the, I don't know. I don't, all I know is that if they're paying him, they're paying for nothing. They're absolutely paying for nothing. And it's certainly, not like, I would like to take that $5 million and give, rework the contract of the guys that are there. Yeah. I mean, like Cade Smith and, other players as well. But I don't know. I don't think it's right if they're forced to pay him. They didn't do anything wrong. The team didn't.
The team didn't encourage him to do it. No.
I don't think Chauncey Billups and the other player from Miami are being paid. So I guess we'll see. How much time we got?
We got time.
Okay. Ohio State. Talk about something that's really good. And was a really good game to watch was the Ohio State beating that state up north.
The team up north, yeah.
Well, the state too. I mean.
Even the
Michigan.
Yeah, even the mascot Brutus, he had fun on the field, and writing out a script Ohio and dotting it, and then putting
some,
an X
you had
through
some
the M.
Concerns at the beginning of the game, but they dominated 27-9. And I was talking to my brother right after the game. Don, who lives in Georgia, and he says, you know, it wouldn't have, I know how important the Michigan-Ohio State game is, but you're going to have to go play Indiana, who has had a remarkable year, for the Big Ten championship. And does the Big Ten championship mean anything anymore? Since Ohio State's a lock into getting into the college football playoffs, right?
They're already locked in.
Whether they won against Michigan or not.
And as high as Indiana is, I think they're pretty much a lock too, are they not?
Oh, I would think so.
And even if a number one team beats you, that's not necessarily going to throw you out.
No. So are you really – let's say Ohio State had lost another game other than Michigan, and they would not have been able to play Indiana in the playoffs. They would have been better off to rest that team. Going into his, I guess, theory is if they lost to Michigan, it wouldn't have been another world. They would have done what they did last year in winning the national championship.
Right.
And they would have gotten a week off, rested their players, so on and so forth. So winning the Big Ten championship is really, it's nice, it's great, but it's not the end goal of the season, right?
No, not at this point. I mean, with a different record, it might be, because a different record could knock you out of, again, now that they've expanded it, you know, when it was top four, it meant a lot more.
Yeah.
But now that they're no longer.
It's 12, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're going to expand it even more. Well, look, that's crazy, isn't it? Because they were debating for years and years. Oh, first of all, that you even have the college football player.
Right, because every other sport but football did it, and even the lower levels of football did it.
Yeah. And now they, four, that's it. That's all it's going to be. Well, now it's 12, and now they're talking about 25. and you know why? Cha-ching.
Yeah.
The money involved.
Well, that's what we couldn't understand to begin with, why you wouldn't want that, because it's only worth more money, more television revenue, more people, because these insignificant bowls all of a sudden become significant.
Yeah.
There are steps in the playoffs to the championship.
Sure. And I'm going to watch a game that I have no interest in teams because those teams could end up playing Ohio State, right? I mean,
absolutely.
So, But it was a great game. Ohio State, the quarterback, the young man, he's only a freshman, Justin Singh. He had 233 yards passing, three touchdowns. And Bo Jackson from, it's not the Bo Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Not the Bo Jackson.
So that's not the Bo that knows.
No. He's from Cogavel Christian
Academy.
Yeah, CBCA, he's a young Bo.
Man
from, young Bo. I don't know if he's any relationship or whatever it is. I don't think so, but probably named after.
Could be,
He had 117 yards. It's a well-balanced team. I, you know who I really feel good for, other than the players who obviously performed on the field, is Ryan Day. Because what he went through last year was nonsense. Death threats. His family was being threatened. Yeah. It was because he lost to Michigan. Come on. And he won the national championship. The people wanted him fired after
He lost, but they did. They kind of quieted down after he won national championship.
and that's my brother's point, is that, the Michigan game is probably one of the biggest rivalry in all sports, whatever sport you don't talk about. But it's not with that record going into that game, they would have made the college football playoff.
Yes, and, even if they'd lost to Michigan.
And would that have been such a tragedy? Well, in Ohio, yeah. Fire the guy. I mean, he's got the highest winning percentage of any Ohio State football coach.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of money.
Yes.
But to go through what he did last year.
Yeah.
And you could almost sense the relief. I don't think he felt comfortable until the final second clicked off that.
And then clicked off that. Said, well, how do you like me now?
Yeah. And so, there was no big fight either. They kind of quashed. They really don't like each other, do they?
Call a heated rivalry. They were guarding the field so that Ohio State wouldn't go plant their flag in it.
Yes, they were circling the M. So, but they got all the team into the stands and all the fans around. It was good. It was fine. And, but that's a good story. Of an Ohio team doing
the
very
only good story of an
Ohio team. And I don't think there's a team there out there right now that can beat them for the national championship. They are just tremendous. They really
all
are.
All cylinders, and where Alabama took a step back when Saban left.
Yeah.
And the reason he left, I really believe, is because of all the NIL and all the portal and all that stuff. He just didn't want to deal with any of that.
No.
The reason a lot of teachers retired, they didn't want to deal with all the electronics and all the computers and things like that coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And they just retired instead of messing with that. Well, he did the same thing with NIL and the portal and all that kind of stuff. That he just, I don't need that.
Wait a minute. Teachers retired because they brought computers.
Some of them did. Yes, absolutely. We have any of them here that said I wasn't going to continue on because all the stuff that was becoming automated.
See with AI. Because it's teaching with AI, not knowing whether you're getting a product from a student that's their work or someone else's. I can understand some teachers reconsidering that. But computers?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, it was a great victory.
It was.
And the Cavs better get their act together, too. I haven't seen many games because I don't get it.
They don't have.
I understand. We could talk about the Cavs and the whole NBA thing next time. You ready?
I'm ready.
These are bad. All right. Yeah. Never make beef stew your password. It's not strong enough.
Yeah.
You're strong enough. I'll never forget the tallest guy at my school. His name was Hugh Mungus.
Okay.
Hey, Hugh.
Hugh. Hugh
Mungus.
Anyway,
you don't get paid
you'll get better next week, right?
I hope so.
Better next week. All right, that's it. We'll see everyone next week on Sports Sidebar.
I'm